Last time on Left Behind.
How will I find your church?
Doug, I think it's important for us to be careful.
I want to open the floor to anyone else who wants to say something in memory of Bruce.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's he doing?
I'm going to need some compelling reason to keep quiet about this.
All right, Verna.
If that earthquake is as devastating as the Bible makes it sound, you might not have time to change your mind about all this.
Bruce taught us about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, I submit to you, those horsemen are at full gallop.
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 35 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Your career away, your life, for crying out loud.
Steve, I don't expect you to understand.
Forget about the cover piece. That trip to Israel, you let your passport fall into the wrong hands.
Hey, I got away, didn't
they? They tortured that Chirash guy. He swore you were just a passenger on his boat.
I was.
They destroyed the boat. They beat the guy within an inch of his life,
for
kiddo.
What?
Are we on the record?
I don't know, Steve, are we?
Carpathia still likes the copy you're sending out of Chicago, kid. He thinks Global Community Weekly is the best magazine in the world.
Yeah, if you flush objectivity and journalistic credibility down the...
Hey! We all let go of that years ago, even before Carpathia.
Steve, you're the first one who's questioned me about this.
And there are going to be a truckload more once the cover issue comes out on Thursday.
How do you know so much?
Production gave me a peek.
It's not even finished yet. I still have to interview Matthews.
Well, you got everybody else under the sun.
Yeah, well, the correspondents did most of the legwork.
How'd you get the sidebar from Ben Judah?
You like it?
Yeah, I liked it. But that's not the question. I just don't buy the note about Ben Judah weighing in over the internet. Come on.
He submitted his views from an undisclosed location. What's so hard to believe about that?
Kiddo, I'm telling you, I don't like this. You're playing with fire.
The technology is incredible. I can monitor the news. I have access to the internet. I would like to communicate by email, but I do not want to endanger the recipients.
Well, let me talk with Donnie Moore about that. I think the answer might be to just put the messages on a bulletin board. Then anyone can download them. Nobody will know who's accessing what.
Wonderful. I look forward to making much of Bruce's material. Chloe and Amanda have been a tremendous help sorting through it.
I guess Amanda's sticking around for a few more days.
She will help put together the resources for the house churches. Cameron, Bruce's outline for the ministry is coming together more quickly than he could ever dream.
The way you say it, Doc, it sounds like bad news.
I am grateful for God's sovereignty. But it is clear. The red horse of war is here. And behind it, the black horse of plagues and famine. And the pale horse of death.
I don't understand why Matthews couldn't come to New Babylon on his own. Why do you have to pick him up?
Oh, you know Carpathia. He likes to take the upper hand. Always being kind and considerate. I'd have to go back at some point anyway.
I wonder what he wants from Matthews.
Who knows? Could be anything. Yeah. The increase in converts has to be grating at both of them.
May its grating increase.
Hang on.
What is it?
Well, you don't have to go in with me.
I know I don't have to. I want to.
Honey, I'm sorry about all this. You deserve a full-time husband.
Oh, Ray.
I'm going to make it up to you. Look, we'll take a weekend and I don't know. We'll do something.
Rayford, we've both been called to this, not just you. Whatever sacrifice we have to make is understood. You don't have to feel guilty for leaving. I know you love me, and I love you with all my heart.
I'll be waiting for you.
Call me. Let me know when you get there.
I will. I love you so much.
Goodbye, Rayford.
Oh, Loretta's got it. Wait, it's Hattie.
Oh, let
come here.
Yes.
Come here.
You woke me, dear, but it's all right. Captain Steele said you might call.
Well, I'm flying through Milwaukee on my way back to New Babylon, and I scheduled a 6-hour layover. Just tell anybody there who cares. I'll be at Mitchell Field if they want to talk. There's no obligation. I won't be offended if they don't come, but...
Oh, they'll come, hon. Don't you worry about that.
I can't believe it.
Well, can you and Amanda pick her up?
Sure, yeah.
All right, I've got one more phone interview before my story goes to print.
Okay.
Steele.
Hey, Ranch, Mac.
Mac, good timing. Just landed.
Yeah, and your taxi's here.
What do you mean?
I mean, the boss doesn't want to wait around. Hey, meet me at the helipad on the other side of the terminal. I'm supposed to chopper you back to headquarters.
Well, I hope you're happy.
What is it now, Verna?
The news about your cover story's leaking. Check this out. One of our enterprising young reporters in Africa looked up some geological scholars at the University of Zimbabwe. One of the morning shows got wind of it and interviewed the guy today.
Earthquakes are caused by faults in my underground plates rubbing against each other. It's cause and effect. The reason it happens in certain areas at certain times is logically because it's not happening other places at the same time. Now, the idea of simultaneous earthquakes is, well, it's simply unheard of. The odds against one earth-wide geological event, which would really be simultaneous earthquakes all over the globe, are astronomical.
Excuse me, Vernon.
Pontifex Matthews, thank you for taking the time on short notice.
Certainly, Mr. Williams. I consider it an honor to be part of another cover story. What are you calling it?
Well, it's a question. Will we suffer the wrath of the Lamb?
Ah, yes. From the Book of Revelation. What a wonderful, archaic, but beautiful piece of literature. Symbolic, of course.
There's a reference to an earthquake in there.
Yes, the earthquake. Regardless of your view of the person or concept of God, hardly anyone today would imagine a supreme spirit being full of goodness and light, subjecting the entire earth, already suffering from a devastating war, to a calamity like an earthquake.
Global Weekly.
There you are, sir. The Wrath of the Lamb edition.
Pretty strange, huh?
Yeah. According to this, the moon's going to turn the color of that cover.
Give me a Global Weekly.
Hey, as long as it sells magazines. Here you go.
Thanks.
Here, let me give you a hand with those, Ray.
Oh,
thanks. This the elevator? No, that goes to the stairs. The elevator's on the other side. Come on. Carpathia's suite is on 18. You probably know he's got the whole top floor.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
So, you want to go straight to his office?
No, I'd rather he didn't know I was here yet. I'd want to get him packed, shower. Carpathia will want to leave for Rome when he finds out I'm here.
Yeah, good enough. Listen, I'll see you in a couple hours.
Buck, and just what are you doing at my desk?
The phones are going crazy already. I got here early to see if there'd be any response.
How full is the voicemail?
Here, listen to these.
So, Global Community Weekly stooped to the level of the tabloids? Quit covering the latest fairy tales from the so-called church and leave this trash to the yellow journalists.
Oh, didn't sound all that impressed.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
I wouldn't have dreamed people still believe this malarkey. Whoever dug up these weirdos ought to get a prize. Thanks for exposing them and showing what fools they really are.
You know, you don't hear the word malarkey much anymore.
Why didn't somebody tell me about this before? I've been reading Revelation since the minute this magazine hit my doorstep, and I'm scared to death. What am I supposed to do now?
Global Community Weekly, this is Alice. Yes, ma'am. It's for you. It's your friend, Verna.
Oh, I'll take it in the office. Yeah, Verna.
Buck, I'm keeping your secret, so I hope you're keeping your end of the bargain.
Yeah, I am. What's got you so agitated this early?
Your cover story, of course. I knew it was coming, but I didn't expect it to be so overt. Don't you think this exposes you?
I don't know. I hope not. Even if Carpathia didn't own this magazine, I'd want to come across as objective.
You're deluding yourself.
Verna, I hope you'll keep thinking about what you heard. You know, from Loretta, Chloe, and Amanda?
And from you... Don't leave yourself out.
I mean it, Verna. If you ever want to talk about this stuff, you know where I am.
you religious types say about homosexuals? Are you kidding?
The Bible doesn't differentiate between homosexuals and heterosexuals. It may call practicing homosexual sinners, but it also calls heterosexual sex outside of marriage sinful.
Semantics, Buck. Semantics.
Just remember what I said, Verna. I don't want our personality conflict to get in the way of what's true.
Right. I'll keep that in mind.
So, who's the new guy back there?
Hey, Dr. Klein. I'm not exactly sure how he fits into the picture, but that's not our job, right?
I guess not.
Oh, I feel like I've been on a plane all day.
Now listen, if you want to go ahead and hit your cabin...
No. I'll stretch out here.
Good enough.
She is on some kind of a multi-leg journey that has a long layover in Milwaukee, then heads for Boston. She flies nonstop from Boston to Baghdad. I think we can expect her tomorrow morning.
How long before we get the international terminal finished in New Babylon? I'm tired of everything having to come through Baghdad.
They tell us a couple of months now.
Oh, yes, and these are the same building engineers who tell us everything else in New Babylon is state of the art.
Yes, sir. Have you noticed problems?
No, but it almost makes me wish this Wrath of the Lamb business was more than a myth. I would like to put the true test to their earthquake-proof claims.
I saw that piece of fiction today. That Williams can make an interesting story out of anything, can't he?
Yes. I suspect he has made an interesting story of his own background.
I don't follow.
Our intelligence forces link him to the disappearance of Rabbi Ben Judah. Yes, we are learning more and more about our brilliant young journalist. He's never been forthcoming about his ties to my own pilot. But then, neither has Captain Steele. Leon, what is the latest on those two crazy men in Jerusalem?
They have the whole nation of Israel up in arms again. It has not rained there since they began their preaching. And that trick they pulled on the water supply, turning it into blood, they are doing that again.
What has set them off this time?
I think you know.
I have asked you not to be circumspect with me, Leon. When I ask you a question, I expect...
Forgive me, potentate. They have been carrying on about the arrest and torture of people associated with Dr. Ben Judah. They are saying that until those suspects have been released and the search has been called off, all water supplies will be polluted by blood.
How do they do that?
No one knows, but it is very real. Is it not, Dr. Klein?
Oh, yes. I have seen samples. There is a high water content, but it's mostly blood. It borders on some cross between human and animal blood.
All right, enough. How is morale in Israel?
The people are angry with the two preachers. They want to kill them.
Can we not get that done?
No one dares. The death count on those who have made attacks on them is over a dozen by now.
Let the suspects go. Ben Judah cannot get far without being able to show his face in public. He cannot do us much harm. If those two in Israel do not immediately purify the water supply, we will see how they stand up to an atomic blast.
You're not serious, are you?
Why would I not be?
You would drop an atomic bomb on a sacred site of the holy city?
Those two are giving me no end of grief, so mark my word. The day will come when they push me too far.
It would be a good idea to get Pontiff Matthew's opinion of all of this.
We have enough of an agenda with him, all right? In fact, I am sure he has an agenda for me as well. I know he is having financial difficulty because he cannot sell surplus churches. So he will no doubt be pleading his case for more of an allotment from the global community.
And what, may I ask, is your agenda for me?
dear Dr. Klein. As you know, the 10 ambassadors voted unanimously to fund abortions for women in underprivileged countries. I have made an executive decision to make that unilateral. Every continent has suffered from the war, so all could be considered underprivileged. I do not anticipate a problem from Matthews on this. However, should he express some opposition, are you prepared to discuss the long-term benefits?
Of course.
Good, good. And where are we on the technology for predetermining the health and viability of a fetus?
Amniocentesis can now tell us everything we want to know. Right. Its benefits are so far-reaching that the risks are negligible.
And Leon, are we at a point where we can announce sanctions requiring amniocentesis on every pregnancy, along with an abortion requirement for any deformed or handicapped fetus?
Everything is in place. Right. However, you are going to want as broad a base of support as possible before going public with that.
Of course. That is one of the reasons for this meeting with Matthews.
Are you optimistic?
Well, should I not be?
Talk about your story is unending.
Yeah, I know. Hey, did you hear about the sketch the comedy show's doing Saturday night? It's supposed to be an animated woolly lamb on a rampage.
Humorous for a short while at best.
You know, Doc, I didn't understand the scope of this when I wrote it, but now it's clear. I'm exposed. I'm gonna have to step down, maybe even go into hiding.
It is not such a bad prospect.
Yeah, but I'll never match the readership of this magazine, never have an audience like this.
Cameron, I am a living example that God can work mightily when things seem darkest. Already I am catching a vision for what could happen with the technology before us.
Hey, stand tall, Ray. Here comes the spring. What's his face?
Oh, how good of you to allow us to collect you, Pontiff. I am hoping we can have meaningful dialogue, profitable to the good of the global community.
As long as it is profitable to the One World Faith, I do not much care whether you benefit or not.
Oh. Come, Peter. Let's have this meeting.
So, about lunch? We got another hour before we leave.
I'm not hungry. You go without me. I need to get back to the cockpit and check on a few things.
Good enough. I'll catch you later.
I'll get right to it. If there are ways we can help each other, I want to know what you need. Because there are things I need from you.
Really, Peter? Such as?
Frankly, I need amnesty for One World Faith's debt to your administration. We might be able to pay back some of our allotment someday, but right now we don't have the income.
Having trouble selling off some of those surplus church buildings, right?
That is part of it. Mm-hmm. Our real problem lies with two religious groups who not only have refused to join our union, but who are also antagonistic and intolerant. One group is a problem you caused yourself. Your agreement of protection leaves the Jews with no reason to join. The other faction is comprised of these Christians who call themselves the Tribulation Saints. They think the Messiah raptured his church, and they missed it. Their intolerance hurts us.
How so?
Any religion that believes there's only one way to God is, by definition, intolerant. They become enemies of One World Faith, and thus the global community as a whole. Our enemies are your enemies. Mm. We have to do something about them.
Oh, this looks great, Loretta.
Oh, sure it does.
Amanda, would you mind praying for us?
Sure. Father, sometimes it's difficult to know what to pray. But we thank you for who you are, that you are a good God, that you're sovereign, and that you care about us. We thank you for friends, especially old friends like Hattie. And thank you for the provision of this food, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Rayford basically insisted I drop in on my way back. Sorry I missed him, but I think he really wanted me to talk to you anyway. Or maybe he wanted you to talk to me. I don't know.
Hattie, what's troubling you the most just now?
Well, the fact is, I want an abortion.
I see.
My family's kind of pushing me that way. I don't know what Nikolai will say, but if there's no warming between us when I get back, I'll definitely want an abortion. I suppose I'm here because I know you'll try to talk me out of it, and I guess I should hear both sides. Rayford already gave me the right-wing pro-life position, so I don't guess I need to hear that again.
Well, Hattie, what do you need to hear?
Hattie, you know where we stand, and that's not why you're here, right? I mean, if you wanted to be talked out of it, we can try to do that. But if you won't be talked out of it, nothing we say will make any difference.
Look, I'm sorry to have wasted your time. It was ridiculous for me to drag you into this.
Don't feel like you have to leave, dear. This is my house, and I'm your hostess, and you might risk offending me if you were to leave too early.
No, really, I'll just wait at the airport.
Hattie, listen. I've always admired you.
Oh.
No, I think we could have been friends in another situation. But I think I know why you followed my dad's advice and came here. Something tells me that your visit home wasn't all that great. Maybe hearing that they wanted you to end this pregnancy wasn't what you really wanted.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, yes, there are things we believe. We have ideas about what you should do about your baby and what you should do about your soul. But only you can make those decisions. So in the long run, all that we can offer is support and encouragement and love.
Yeah, love. As long as I buy into everything you have to sell.
No. We're gonna love you the way God loves you.
You're gonna love me no matter what I do. Even if I completely ignore your advice.
That's it. Yeah, see, it's all about God. We mess up and he still loves us. That's unconditional love. That's what we have to offer you, Hattie, because that's all we have going for us.
Oh, believe it or not, my friend, I have already given this matter a great deal of thought.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. As you say, your enemies are my enemies. People who want to get along and live together will find me most generous and conciliatory. Those who want to cause trouble will be gone. It is as simple as that.
So what are you saying, Nikolai? You're going to wage war on the fundamentalists?
In a sense, I am. I believe the time has come to enforce rules for the new global community. As this would seem to benefit you as much as it would benefit me, I would like you to cooperate in forming and heading an organization of elite enforcers, if you will, of pure thought.
How are you defining pure thought?
I foresee a cadre of young men and women so devoted to the cause of the global community that they would be willing to train themselves and be eager to ensure all are in line with our objectives. They would blend in with society, but they would keep us informed of subversive elements who oppose our views. Now, surely you agree we can no longer tolerate the negative byproduct of free speech.
Not only do I agree, but I stand ready to assist in any way possible. Can One World Faith help seek out candidates, train them, house them, clothe them?
Peter, I thought you were running short of funds.
The end result will be more income for us. When we eliminate the opposition, everyone benefits.
Ah, yes. We would call them the GCMM, the Global Community Morale Monitors.
That makes them sound a little soft, don't you think?
Ah, precisely. We do not want to call them secret police or any kind of police. Make no mistake, they will be secret. They will have power, and they will use it for the good of the global community.
To what limit?
No limit.
They would carry weapons?
Of course.
And they would be allowed to use these weapons to what extent?
That is the beauty of it, Pontiff Matthews. By selecting the right young people and by giving them ultimate capital power to mete out justice, we quickly subdue and eliminate the enemy. We should foresee no need of the GCMM within just a few years.
Nikolai Carpathia, you are a genius.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.